and kind of gave it those brown legs, and I was very afraid of them. That's as far, I believe they were all from this area, because all the now if you go back to that church out there in Hallsville, Texas, that's all in the church, it's just and it's something, well, it's something about them. They all did their education at Bishop, all of them. And on the Brewster side, they all went to Wiley. Those that did go all went to Wiley, but, and when it was something funny when I went down to Prairie View, some people from Houston had said that Bishop was just an all-male school, and I told them no. I know my grandmother graduated from there, and her sisters and brothers, and then all the nieces and nephews. My mother went, I know they're not male. But it was just something they got out. It's like they have something about Wiley. People just seem to get out little things out about this.
What about your grandparents on your father's side? Do you know where they were born? You figure they both had about a high school?
Yes, about a high school. If my grandfather did, but I'm not quite sure whether he did or not. Now, he may have. I'm quite sure he did, because both of them can read and write, and both my grandmothers were both smart for that, especially for these times. Now, my grandmother taught English, but she ended up on my mother's side teaching special education, and she could write compositions. She still would help my my cousin here get some of her cherry papers out, but my mother would always say my grandmother used to help all her nieces get their lesson out, and they did very well. And my father's grandmother, if she'd had a chance, I bet she would have done tremendous too, because she was very small.
What sort of work did they do?
My grandmother didn't work on my father's side. Now, she had trouble with her eyes, and she had cataracts in them, and she was young. My grandfather said the only work they could do would be maids, and he would not permit her to go in someone's house and break up everything. That's what I always remember about him. And he said she's clumsy, he'd rather for to break things at his house than go in somebody else's house and tear up, and they'd be hollering. But if you knew how far Canaan community is, about 10, 11 miles, he would walk from there every morning and back home every evening to come up here and work and take care of the family. And then when the boys got up old enough, they helped.
What sort of work did he do?
I don't know. If he wasn't working in the fields, he just said he would walk to town and work. I don't know where he worked. Maybe doing odds and ends.
It's like working in people's yards or doing something like that?
Yes, maybe. He used to work at SWEPCO, Southwestern Electric Power Company. I remember him start working there when I was in elementary, but he had to be doing something way before I was born. I'm not quite sure what that was, but I do remember him working there. And he did work in the fields. Now, all of them worked in the fields, because my grandfather was a big rancher, and he could put all his kids, all of them had to work out there. I got a little experience with picking cotton. I didn't like it, and I didn't do it anymore. Chopping cotton, that's hard work. I cried to do that, just to see what it was like. But I did have to pick peas. I tell you, I'll never do that anymore. That sun coming down on you and going and pulling wild melons. See, that was fun, but when I had to pick those peas, I didn't like to do that. But
you think your grandparents on your father's side were born in this county, or would you know?
Yes. I would say, now, they didn't really know exactly what my grandmother's birthday was, because they got the records messed up in the courthouse, and he said it could be a year before.